listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you with us today, and we hope you'll join us as we open the Bible and consider God's Word today. We're continuing our series in Job 37, talking about the abundant life that Jesus promised us. You know, we often talk about eternal life, and certainly He gives us that when we trust in Him. But Jesus also said this in John 10, verses 9 and 10. He said, "I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." So we're going to be looking at how David tells us in Psalm 37 how we can have that abundant life. Now, this is the third part in this series. And if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can find them at our website, ConsiderHisWord.org. Now, there you'll see a link that says radio programs. There you can find the radio program that was broadcast the last couple of weeks, including today, by the way, and you can hear those programs and put this message all together. I think it's important that you go back and listen to those if you have not heard those yet. So, again, ConsiderHisWord.org. While you're there, look at the tab that says Contact Us and send us a note. We'd love to hear from you. Where you're hearing the program today, and if you'll write to us, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. I talk about these all the time, and we send out many of them, sent out several this week, and I'd love to get one into your hands. That's just a little notebook where you can keep track of prayer requests as people ask for prayer, or even your own prayer requests, and then keep track of when God answers those prayers, because I believe He will. He promised that He would answer it. He said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of." It's from Jeremiah 33:3. So write to us there at that link there in the website, or if you'd prefer, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can also write to us, as many do. It's interesting with all the technology that we have. How many letters we get just through the regular, we call it now snail mail, just through the regular mail. So you can do that. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, continuing this Bible study, if you would, that we've been looking at in Psalm 37, I want to go ahead and read it again. But it gives us, I believe, how we can have and how we can enjoy the abundant life that Jesus promised us. So I want to go back and read it again. We're going to read down through verse 8. This is Psalm 37, beginning in verse 1. It's the Psalm of David. He said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. I believe here David gives us several things and several ways that we can experience that abundant life that Jesus was talking about. The first one was to trust him, to trust in the Lord and do good. I think it always begins there that we must believe that he is. Remember, Hebrews 11 says, he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently trust him. So it begins by faith, by trusting him. And then secondly, and we talked about, spent a lot of time on this last week, that we delight ourselves in the Lord. To delight in the Lord means that we enjoy him. Do you enjoy your Christianity? You know, some people seem to be so miserable in their walk with the Lord. I believe it's because they're not really walking with the Lord. They go to church and they get into a routine. And they really have no relationship with the Lord. I hope that's not you. But that beyond just going to church, and that's important, that you also spend time in his word every day and pray every day and just walk with the Lord all day long. And that you have that relationship with him and enjoy your fellowship with him. Reminds me of a story I heard a number of years ago about a kid that had been to church and was on his way home, and here was this long face mule, his face hanging over the fence, and just had this long, sad look on his face. And the kid looked at the mule and he said, "What's the matter, mule?" He said, "You got religion too? It shouldn't be that way. You know, people should see the joy of the Lord in us and see that we delight in the Lord, that we find joy in walking with him and find joy in serving him." Now, the next one is in verse 5. So he said, to trust the Lord, to delight thyself also in the Lord. And thirdly, in verse 5, he says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. To commit your way to the Lord. In Job 5:8, Job said, I would seek unto God, and to God would I commit my cause. That we are committed to him. He said, to commit thy way. Now, certainly, when we trusted Christ, we're trusting his way. But how are you committing your way to the Lord? I believe as we commit our way, it means that we're going to live for him. My life is going to be lived in obedience to him, in obedience to what Jesus taught us. I believe we ought to do everything we can to be like Jesus and be obedient to him. Do you know, when we commit our way, we're committing our future. It comes down to committing our way is committing our future to his will. You know, sometimes we make our plans, maybe making plans this week or this summer. And we make our plans. I know this happens in many churches, that they plan ministries and plan outreaches, and we plan and plan and we scheme and we put together all kinds of programs and things, and then we ask God to bless it. What about coming to God first and seeking his will first and committing our way to him first? It means that we commit our future, that we commit our plans to him. I know there was a time in my life, I was a young man, and I thought that I had my life all planned out. I thought I had it all figured out. I was going to a trade school and thought one day I would be a teacher, maybe in a trade school. And I thought I had it figured out where I was going to go to college and what I was going to study and when I was going to get married and how many kids. I thought I was planning for the future. And then God changed everything. And he changed everything when I committed my way to him. I came to a point where, like Jesus prayed and said, not my will, but thine be done, that your will be done. I want to be committed to you to do your will. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? That's committing your way. It's committing your way to God's way, God's will. Committing your future, committing your plans, committing your whole way of life to him and obedience to him. It comes down to this, is just to give it all to the Lord. Remember, we quoted before Psalm 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Even here in Psalm 37, he reminded us again to trust the Lord. Commit thy way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he'll bring it to pass. You'll see his will done. And I would encourage you to seek God's will every day. And seek God's will for what he would have you to do and how you would serve him. Now, I want to go on and get one more today, and that's in verse 7, where he goes on to says to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. To rest in the Lord means that we stop wrestling, that we come to a place of peace. It doesn't mean that we sit down and stop working because we're tired. It means that we kind of let go, as I said last week. We let go and let God. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you, and just letting him take that burden from us. Quit trying to carry your own burden. Quit trying to carry and solving your own problems. Let God have them. Give them to the Lord. That's part of committing your way. And then let him have them and trust him that his will is right and his will is perfect. And quit trying to carry that load yourself. Psalm 55, 22 says, cast your burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast your burden unto the Lord. Remember what Jesus said. And he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. To just stop, rest, lay that burden down, give it to the Lord, and trust him with it. And he goes on and says to wait. You know, when we're committing our way and we're trusting him, sometimes we've got to wait. Sometimes we've got to wait for an answer. Wait for his response. Let me read where it says it. Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself. Don't worry because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. He said, you wait for him. You know, sometimes, well, let me say it this way. You may have heard it said that God answers prayer in one of three ways. God may say yes. God may say no. Or he may say, wait. Sometimes we pray and we want to open our eyes like Daniel did and see that angel standing there. Sometimes we pray and expect the answer right now. But you realize God may have to work in the hearts of some other people. God may have to move things around before he can answer that prayer for you. And so he says, wait patiently for him. Wait for his timing. Sometimes the timing is not right. And God knows. That's where we trust him. We trust that he knows, that he hears our prayer, that he's answering our prayer, and we wait for him to do the work. We wait for his timing. Sometimes we have to wait for his leading and wait on his leading. Isaiah 40, 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. So if we're going to live that abundant life, we've got to trust him. We've got to delight in the Lord and enjoy him. Commit our way to the Lord.
Consider
and then rest
his
in
word.
Him. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life, I've been told I belong at the end of the line. Well, all the other not quite. Well, all the never get it right.
But it